back live on the air with BBS Radio Online. Thank you all for being here today. It is Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2019. If you have questions, we have answers. 1 hour episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown in Sedona. A live channeling where Win will ask questions to our sources from the Elohim group and Ra group. And you, if you have questions, you can submit your question per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Raiden, you wanted to say something?
Well, I was wondering if you're by a computer, if you could type in a question or so it could be asked. It's actually about, instead of this spraying of the skies to mitigate, you know, whatever climate warming or whatever they're saying,
yes.
I'm just wondering if it wouldn't be better to put gold in like the Anunnaki did. You know, it would help everything a lot more.
Let me first welcome the next person here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Yes, hi. It's Prudy in Asheville.
Welcome, Prudy in Asheville.
Thank you.
Positive greetings, Prudy.
Thank you, Raiden.
And what was the last part? So you want to ask a question, what to do about the chemtrails?
If it would be more beneficial to put gold in the atmosphere like the Anunnaki did.
Put gold in the atmosphere, and how would you do that?
Well, spray it instead of the chemtrails.
Okay.
Infuse it.
Infuse it. So let the chemtrails be and infuse it with gold.
Please.
Yeah, okay. I will ask
Thank
that
you.
Question.
Thank you.
But how would you accomplish that, putting gold in the atmosphere?
Well, with the same way they do it with putting the chemtrails in.
Yeah. Easier said than done. This is the military who have, like, I guess they have hundreds of planes flying around day by day.
Yes, I think if they wake up to this, you see what I mean? Because they believe they're doing good, you see.
Yeah.
I think there's a way to mitigate that, and I'm hoping to find out if it's true. By the golden infusion. Instead of stocking it up, you know, infuse it. Make us like
yes. All right.
How are you holding up?
Yes. I'm doing well, thank you. And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
This is Barb from Ohio.
Hello, Barb from Ohio. Welcome.
Hi. I guess they changed the number, eh?
They did, yes.
So did you hear when he talked about the source said that this is bringing up all the subconscious stuff from our past and probably all lineages?
That was last night, wasn't it? I picked up, I was doing the dishes. I had the water running. I couldn't pick up on it exactly.
It's a good replay to listen to.
Okay.
Just fast forward it right to that story.
Was it last night today with Whole Planet Healing? Or Monday?
It was Monday.
Okay.
Last night was an emotional thing about a movie. So.
No,
yeah,
I
just,
think it was last night. That came first, then the emotional thing came.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yep, don't want you to miss it.
Good evening, welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Good evening, Jeannie, welcome.
Thank you.
And another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Hello, hi. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley.
Where at in Ohio, Shirley? I'm Barb from I'm in near Kent State.
I'm in Columbus.
Where's that at?
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, Columbus. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure how many miles Kent State is from Columbus.
It takes me about 2 to 2.5 hours to get to Columbus from here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I cut through Akron and then catch 71. I think it's 71. So.
Mm-hmm.
Over there in Lodi.
I'm originally from northwestern Ohio. I don't know the southeastern too well.
And Barb, you used to live in Canada or not?
No, Kent. Kent State, like
where
the four students were shot in that song. That's where I live.
I remember the demonstration they had down here in Columbus back then over Kent State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my fiancé at the time was in the crowd, and
uh-huh.
I also had another friend that was a National Guard that was
uh-huh.
doing the shooting. So it's like, okay.
Oh. On both sides.
Yep.
That was just such a tragedy.
I know.
And who would have thought that school shootings would become more prevalent, you know?
I know.
It's like, where did our hopes and dreams go wrong?
I welcome the person that just joined in. Thank you for being here. If you want to, please say a name and location. But only if you want to. And I also welcome all those that are listening in online through BBS. Thank you for being here. We wait for Wynn and Terry to become present. Another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio.
Welcome to the call, Don.
Thanks.
Did somebody else come in with Don? Who's the other person?
Oh, yeah, it's Brian from Michigan. How are you doing, Heis?
I'm doing well, Brian. Welcome.
Hi, Brian. This is Barb.
Yeah. Hi, Barb.
Hi.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Don.
Hi. I got a, when I dialed in, they said the number was changed. Didn't you guys get that?
Yeah, I had to do the same, but yeah, me too.
Luckily, it was the same PIN number. I didn't know if it was going to work.
Yeah, me too. I was thinking the same thing, Brian.
You know, I'm getting ready to come down to Ohio soon, Don, but I'm going to be in Columbus.
Oh, well, Shirley is from Columbus. She's on the call, too.
Okay. Yep.
We did have another person join in over here. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
I have the signal of bat copter.
And the next person, welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Welcome.
Hi. There's a new access number, correct?
Yep. It is what it is.
It is. Okay.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Don.
You know, it is the free conferencing. You know, it's all for free, so we don't pay for this.
Oh, okay.
And they, for one way or another, they get paid by the phone companies that we use the numbers from. So what happens is they have a certain area code, I guess a number which is barely used, and that's, you know, assigned for free conferencing, but then more numbers are used with the same area code or something like that, and then we get automatically switched over to a different phone number.
Okay. I wrote it down.
All right.
Corporate greed.
And the next person joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Roger.
you for being here.
Bye, Don.
All right.
Your elbow get better, Heiss?
It is, you know, the thing is, it was so odd. The first day when I used the healing wand two times or so,
mm-hmm.
and immediately felt a lot better. But then mm-hmm. It sunk away, kind of. It came back again, and right now I'm doing it a few times a day. But I'm still struggling a little bit.
Mm. I have no explanation.
No. All right.
Have you tried CBD oil on your elbow?
I have not, no. CBD. I might even have that.
I think Wynn's got some. He'll send you out some, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just heard, I think it was Martha Stewart. Going to investing a huge amount of money into CBD and hemp
mm-hmm.
products. She
thinks mm-hmm.
they make a lot of money.
Well, it sure worked on my knees, so.
Mm. All right. Welcome to the next person. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Finally got the right phone number.
All right.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, it's Aaron.
Hi, Wynn.
Did I hear somebody else join in? Welcome.
Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi there.
You sound in the background.
You're muffly.
Can you unmuffle yourself? And two
Come
more
on,
people
yeah.
joined in after Wynn. Welcome. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Nope.
Dr. Art Franklin, Hampton, Virginia.
Welcome, Dr. Art.
Hey, Dr.
Thank
Art.
You, sir. Thank you. Hey.
No, let me just get on officially.
And the other person, welcome. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Abby from the High Desert of California.
Hello, Abby. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
All right. And welcome to all those that are listening in through BBS. Thank you for being here. We will be starting off here in just a moment.
Yep. Hello?
I hear Terry. Yay.
Your phone's, her phone is, do you try, are you using the backup number?
It's a new number. We have a new number now.
A new what? Call-in number or backup number?
No, a new call-in number for the call.
Okay, Hi says it's a new call-in number, okay? Is the new number?
New number, same pin.
And the new call-in number is 712-770-5600. Same
okay,
code,
Joey,
same code to get in.
712-770-5600.
And the same
PIN.
Yeah.
Which is 897676.
I've got that. I'm on the console, okay? What'd you say, Terry?
I don't know what number to dial. You didn't give me enough
number. Write it down. You're not, because you have to dial the other number first.
I
accidentally dialed open mic Monday, too, and it sent me to the same number. It's a good number.
Okay. It's 712-770-5600. Yeah, same pin.
Exciting.
How often does that happen that they change the number on you?
Never happened before.
Hmm.
Did you get in?
Been at least 5 years.
Okay, Terry's in. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here.
Yay!
All right. We did have two more people join in. Welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is Edna.
Edna, guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Hey, Edna.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Love to hear your voice.
Yeah.
You know, they've been giving me a lot more breakthrough information about the formula.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, Terry looks at me and all I see is mathematics in her eyes.
Oh, this is so nice. Love it. So, Terry, you're getting more and more used to that, right?
Yeah, I am. And every time they tell me a little more.
Oh, wonderful. Love it.
She now has a calculator in every room.
Everywhere, on the walls, over the ceiling, the sky.
If you have a math question, just ask Terry.
Yeah.
And you'll get a different answer than anybody else would give.
Every second you're going to get a different answer, right?
Exactly. It changes every instant.
Welcome. Please share name and location.
Finally.
Helen.
Yes. I said y'all just wanted to throw me off.
Hi, Helen.
Yeah, me too.
Never had.
By the way, Wynn, we have had number changes as well for the Sunday call as also the Monday and Wednesday call in the past.
How did you find that out? Don't they give notices?
They don't give notice.
Well, they give notice.
Capitalism.
They call and they say your new number is.
I know.
Capitalism. They don't have to do anything.
They don't even say, you know, use the same pin.
Yeah. True. Confusing.
So,
but everybody found it. Good work.
Well, they must be giving the number when you call in, and they say, call this number, correct?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And you have to write it down really fast.
Yeah.
I know.
I had to turn on BBC to actually find out what was going on.
I had to call in twice.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
I have to confess up to that.
Hey, listen.
Well, I tried four times. Hey, listen, what?
Look,
sound of silence.
It must be because of the solar whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No.
Sure.
Maybe this is a more stable line for the solar wind.
Maybe.
Solar whatever. Don't get too technical.
Talking about the EMF or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, okay. Solar whatever.
Well, but my phone says I'm calling Iowa.
I'd like to ask a question. Can Abby ask a question, please?
You know, Abby?
Yes?
I wish you would learn to do it the right way, okay?
I don't have to. Okay, I don't have to ask it. I'll wait till another time.
I didn't say you couldn't, okay? I mean, you know, I just want to tell everybody, I'm doing a special dispensation for Abby, okay? And no one else has this dispensation. But it's because Abby is so dyslexic that It would be, Terry would have the same problem, though, if she had to do it. She said, so don't feel bad, right?
Well, listen, sweetie pie, Lynn, Coochie Coo, listen to me. I'm lucky that I hear it all. I called in yesterday. Something happened. I screamed and I hung up. I mean, it's like I'm going through lots of fascinating upheavals, you know, and it's wonderful. But it hits me by surprise. I'm dealing with a situation. So I didn't even know I was going to be on the phone call tonight. I'm remembering how blessed we are. We are so blessed to be on this call. That changing numbers, all those inconveniences are nothing compared to what people suffer throughout this planet.
And maybe by changing the numbers and giving us a little upheaval, we're processing an earthquake somewhere. Who knows?
Well, I know that I have earthquakes coming through me. You don't want to get me mad. I'm terrible. I can hit below the belt in a wink. You know, you don't want to get me mad, and I'm learning to control that temper and not feel so much anger when I get upset. It's a challenge. I was a samurai in another life, period. I know how to kill people. I'm serious.
Well,
I know how to do. I know how to do katas in dance. You know, Japanese dance katas that are like samurai movements. I know how to do that stuff. Where did I learn that?
Can you giggle?
What was
you
that?
You know what? You probably used to watch Bruce Lee when you were a kid.
Watch who?
Bruce Lee.
No, not Bruce Lee. You know who I was in love with, my teenage crush? Toshiro Mifune. Toshiro Mifune and all the Kurosawa samurai movies he did. I almost met him in New York.
Abby, stop taking up so much time and give me your damn question. Your blessed
my
question.
No, it has to do with healing. That's all. When you read them off, how about, I'll tell you quick. My hip, my leg, I used to be a dancer. I can't straighten my right legs. I walk kind of with a limp and a cane sometimes. Is it going to get better? Will stem cell work on it? That's all I want to know. That's a lot, but it's a healing question. I work my butt off today. Every day I work from dawn until midnight physically. That's all.
Well, you know what the problem is?
Mm-mm.
It shouldn't feel like work.
It isn't work, but I'm talking about moving, picking up concrete blocks, moving heavy plants, furniture. I'm talking about bending, gardening. I'm making a healing space around that building that's going up here. Every moment I'm working inside, outside. I'm physical labor. I love it, but it hurts.
Okay, all right.
That's all.
Okay, I'm sorry I'm being mean. What can
you're
I say?
Not mean, you're just you. It's okay,
did you guys
I forgive
see
you. What?
Did you guys see the thing I sent out on High Noon?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I had a chance to listen.
What did you say? I didn't understand the question.
Well, it wouldn't be relevant to you because you're not computer literate.
Oh, listen, don't say not. I'm learning. I'm struggling along. Don't say that. I have to become more literate.
I know you do.
Can't even say the word literate.
You're asking for a karate chop win?
Yeah, you better watch it. I'll put a voodoo kex on you. A spell on you. Remember that wonderful guy who... That black singer, what was his name? You know. I'm going to put a spell on you. Boom, 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 boom. Remember him?
Yeah.
I love him.
I have the Creedence Clearwater Revival cover.
Was this? I think it was a black guy.
Yeah,
like
he wrote it.
Brown. Maybe Brown or somebody like that. Remember the dancer, Brown?
Oh, lightning something.
James Brown?
No.
Yeah, maybe it was him.
No.
Wasn't Fats Domino. He was so cute. He was fat and jolly. I loved him. And Fats Waller, remember him? My mother used to see Fats Waller.
Listen, okay, listen. We got a lot of questions tonight. So I'm going to mute everybody, particularly Abby. Okay?
Oh, God. Stop it. You're mean.
No, listen, I only treat you this way because I love you.
I love you, too. We all love you. We're going to give you a big birthday party.
Muted.
That would be my nightmare, having a big birthday party. Terry, I shut everybody up, and I'm going to start the recording. Are you ready?
Okay.
No.
No.
Are you relaxed?
I'm nervous. I got to take a minute and set everything aside to make a clear space for whatever they want to say.
All right. So let's all take a deep breath and help Terry get centered. And, you know, I gave a big secret yesterday. I might have told it before. But that when we create a group energy, we create the space for them to come through, whether it's Terry or just the energy. It's like we're part of the process. I know that. And and that's hard to get. It seems like I'm doing it or Terry's doing it or they're doing it. But on the inner planes, we're doing it. So on that note, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here.
Ben,
any negative? Yes?
Can you start over?
This conference is being recorded.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This is March 27, 2019, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and this is our Wednesday call where you all have the opportunity to submit questions, which we ask our sources. And anyone who comes to these calls regularly know that whether you're listening to the answers to other people or asking your own questions, this is an amazing opportunity to access wisdom and perspective beyond your wildest imagination. I mean, they can see past lives, they can see health issues, they can see simple conflicts that we have as humans, and they usually bring through stellar the right word, I don't know, but that's stellar understanding and perspective on this, and how to lift out of all of the, how should we say it? This realm, as most of you know, is fraught with traps, ways to keep you contracted, ways to keep you depressed, ways to keep you overwhelmed, ways to keep you hopeless. And from my observation, our sources are masters at helping to release, get you through those obstacles and see them in a new way where you can actually, and it doesn't happen right away. I mean, the patterns that we have been established for years and years and lifetimes even. Even we repeat the same patterns. So it is a big thing to lift above your patterns. And usually it starts a little bit at a time, and you start, your mind starts working. You say, can this be real? Can this be real? Are they real? Who are they? Who is that voice talking through Terry Brown? They really created the universe? No. How could they be talking to me? Well, you know, try it and see where it goes. I'd ask questions because by asking questions, not only do you get these brilliantly wise answers, they say they have to go into your space to get the answers. They have to look at your energy field. And when they do that, then they leave, but they leave a trail. And it's the beginning of a relationship with them, which, as you master this, you realize you're suddenly developing, I guess, a kind of a friendship with this celestial source at a very high level. And it starts pulling your energy up out of your, how shall I say it, out of your normal dilemmas. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection where we maintain the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are all, and we are everything. We are able to be all and to be everything, as are you. We are able to be nothing or to be whatever we view, to experience whatever we view in an energy form with the information coded within it about the thing that we are viewing. We are very happy to be with each and every one of you. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line, and that is only the voice. We come through the distances directly to each and every one of you. How can we see you? We feel your energies. We see your energies. We can see many bands of energy beyond the Earth's senses. And as so, we can see into the origins of these spinning energies to create the consciousness that creates the matrix which you operate through. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it. And we send you love. And we appreciate Edna. We appreciate Fred. And we appreciate Prudence. And all of the people who are listening. Every one of you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do.
All right. First question is from Isis. Things are shifting, and people are calling this the Mandela effect. The biggest thing that stood out to me is the way that our anatomy is changing. I clearly remember the heart being on the left side of my chest, our chest. If you now Google the heart, the placement it shows is in the center of our chest. Our rib cages are changing shape. The liver gets bigger and our intestines change. Now, I don't have, I've never looked at that to see if that's true, so I don't know if it is, but she's thinking it's true. People also clearly remember watching movies that now are nowhere to be found, like they never existed. Can you comment why all this is happening? Okay?
Everything is in the now. Everything is created in the now. And if you have grasped any of the recent broadcasts about the energy formulas that are the expression of the creation minute by minute of each result, of each molecule. If you have been watching that, these formulas change momentarily. So the energies impinging upon the body are changing. The energy, the human resonance is going higher. The energy is impinging of a greater magnitude and a greater frequency. So the individual is experiencing different forces on his or her body. And the ones who are able to move with the change are the ones that continue to evolve as there is evolvement in the body, in the body form taking place. We take a moment and we look at the body structure and not everyone has experienced these changes. Some people have. Some people even have the placement of the heart on the right side of the body, which they were born with, and they have it perfectly normal life with the organs reversed. So the body is able to live with the different placements. Not everyone is experiencing the placement, but some of the information is based on more accurate pinpointing of where the organs are. There are other factors involved, such as the food that a person eats and the adjustment to the pesticides in the food are creating some changes in people's intestinal tracts. Is there a second part or last part of the question there?
Wait a second. People are remember watching movies that now are nowhere to be found, like they never existed.
This is part of the change that is going on, as it a movie that was popular may even grab off in its availability to the public. This is part of the change of the programming of the human race the change of the programming of the television. There are definite program changes depending upon the impingement of the media and the impingement of the Hollywood producers and the tastes of the individuals. In the 50s, there were many more programs to do with family life, normal family life, as experienced in the USA. We're speaking of television in the U.S. This is part of the ordinary change that is occurring based upon the impingement of the people that are providing media outlets.
So just to read that back, what I just heard, in other words, we know that there's a huge effort to program life, that
yes. The
intentionally program people through the media, through magazines, through all kinds of ways, to have a certain agenda, usually related to what you would call a negative agenda, okay? And there are think tanks.
Call it a negative agenda. There is some just simple change in the taste of the public based upon the video games and things that people are experiencing, and based upon the programming that the media we do not know the word. Moguls, the media moguls, wish to program the people, and so they go in and attempt to program TV and movies to kind of lead the public into an area they wish them to go into.
Mm-hmm. And so it's possible and maybe likely that certain movies in the past might have had certain impact if they were still available or taken out of circulation deliberately and made
yes,
to disappear.
For instance, we do not like this, to give this as an example because it makes us sad, but there has been some programming to break up the family and by introduction of drugs and drug culture and so programs that would build a strong family might not appear as often.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Barb, and you know what? I didn't write down where she is, and I think it's important to know. Let me go to the next question, then I'll come back to that, okay? This is from Claire in Sedona. Do I have lifetimes where I was serviced the self, and am I presently working out karma in those lifetimes? And if so, how can I speed up the process?
Yes, just looking at it will be an advantage to you, and you do have lifetimes where you were serviced to self, which then did have an effect upon large groups of people and did have an effect even on history. It has given you experience that you are able to draw upon that will help you in the future, in your future goals, in the way you wish to direct your own life.
Thank you. Is there any way for her to speed up the process of clearing those past things?
These things will clear as you have the realization of them, and they will progress and unwind in their own time. And myself to you to take some time every day to just see what is the thoughts that are moving through your space, to take some time looking inward to actually see the thoughts that are moving through, but don't attempt to work on the thoughts or to modify them or change them or bend them or put them in any order. Just take a look and see what is there and then let them dissipate in their own time. If you need be, then change an environment. If something gets too intense, you can change your environment or stack it, which would mean to set it aside. Don't change it or anything, just set it aside and put your attention on, say, Starbucks or something where there is energy moving or a movie to change if to change your positioning if you need a break. But otherwise, just you can a little bit every day and just meditate and see what thoughts go through and just leave them be. Just let them move through and you will learn more and more. Those thoughts can go many directions. And so don't try to border on them unless it is something that you are definitely thinking of, like the direction to Tucson, Arizona or something, or the roads. Or then, of course, that is not part of the meditation we're talking about.
Thank you. This is from Barb in Ohio. My dog, Ella, passed in June of 2018. I was thinking about her the other day when I was driving, and some voice in my head told me to look up in the sky, and there was a cloud shaped like a happy doggy. By the time I slowed down and pulled to the side, the cloud started to dissipate. Can you give any explanation for how she didn't ask this? She just said that story. But I think she wants to understand, is there any explanation that a human can understand about the phenomena?
The image that appears, if it is, say, the image of a dog, and it is similar to your dog, Ella, then that image can create a vibration that may bounce upon the available to the landscape, which then could bring an energy similar to the image of Ella and remind you of Ella. And it might even bring in to Ella, her matrix, her soul matrix. It might even bring that in. We see almost that Ella is two places. Ella is moved on, and Ella is in your mind, in your mind matrix, that you make the image of Ella, which resonates then with the real Ella. And Ella is moving on, but you are within Ella's mind, even so, and you have played a big part in Ella's growth. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Abby in near Palm Springs. I'm sure you can pick up her energy, though. she used to be a dancer, and she now has a limp and
Can her limp and leg get better? Is there a way to do that? And would stem cells work?
Thank you. There is more than one question there. Because you were a dancer and you were sensitive and you have very good use of your legs and your body, it is more of a change that you experience than if you weren't a dancer. So from going very sensitive and being able to have very good control to having some muscles that, well, part of the reason for your pain is your long hours of work and your bending and you're working your muscles, because then your muscles are attempting to stretch back to be nimble muscles that they used to be. And so you are comparing what your muscles are after they have worked, done a real workout and are sore to what they were, say, after a stretching session the way that they were. However, if you can remember back even further, when before you started dancing, you were still active, but you went through moves which then created soreness even then in your muscle group. So now you have it compounded by a limp. So the work that you are doing, you are asking your body to be how it was before. So give it a little bit of leeway for it to get the muscles back into groove. And be sure to treat your body with a treat of, a warm bath, relaxation, rubbing it with some, we think of lavender or different flower essences that will help it to relax and help you to relax. Treat your body to a treat, because your body, you are working your body, and can you bring it back to where it was before? You can do a lot, do it not all at one time, morning till night, and then experience the great soreness, but your body will adjust. Even if you just keep going, it will adjust, but it may not adjust to back where it was when you were a dancer. Stem cells, we suggested stem cells might help with the limp. However, to treat your body royally and to rub it down and let it relax and rest and heal before going at it for 12 hours, just ease into it. You required a lot of your body before, and your body is a good body, and it responds well, but make it a little easier on your body at this time.
Thank you. Heish asks, and I don't know where he got this idea, but I'll just ask it. Will gold infusion resolve chemtrails.
Oh, give us a minute on that. We take a look at the chemicals that are being sprayed by chemtrails, and we see that these are these aluminum salts and barium and strontium and thermite and concoctions that are sprayed for the purposes of a terraforming the landscape to be more amenable to a crystalline life form. We picture the infusion of gold, which the obvious answer is to stop terraforming, to stop the spraying, but if one is unable to get out of the way or to stop it, can intrusion of gold. We do not see that unless it could precipitate it out, because gold has its own disadvantages in being diffused. It is also known, and we stood the equation to see if there's other means of
some people say organite diffuses chemtrails. They even make these big organite transmitters with long tubes. I don't know if you know what organite is.
Yes, and we see that organite would have more of an effect than gold spraying fusion.
Mm-hmm.
Although we look for possibilities of use of gold, and still we see organite would have a better effect.
Thank you. You know, we're running out of time. Valerie, ask yours next week. Don Herman, ask yours next week. Let's get Jim Layhut in. We got like a minute and a half. So if we can't, and Edna, get yours in.
Jim has a big question, which may take more than a minute and a half, but go ahead.
Well, let's leave this for next week, okay? Let's do Nick in Perth, Australia, okay? I'm not going to ask this question. I'm just going to, he says, he asked if you could help hold me on my purpose and destiny in the light, and all members of my family tree, and the earth and all beings. Thank you. And
thank you. We love the magnitude and scope of your question, and it is a very pertinent question for you and for each individual. It's like you are on the right track to bring yourself back to center when you find yourself being taken off center. It is a good drill to be able to keep bringing yourself back to center. That way you can weather the storms, any storm, and end up the best off. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. We better stop now. We got 2 minutes. We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. I'm sorry we had all this problem with the number changing on this line tonight. And getting Terry centered on it. So if we didn't ask your question, please send it next week. Don't assume I'm going to do it, because I got to know you're interested and going to be on the line. So you have to ask it again. And I thank everybody for being here. And I thank Terry for being here. I thank our sources for being here. And we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing now. Did Whole Planet Healing change their number, Hines? Do you know?
We don't know.
Well, if they...
No, just it, this one.
Just this one. How about Sunday?
All the same at this point.
They all changed? They're all
no,
the
they're
same.
They remain the same as they were.
Except for Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Monday will also be the same number. As in,
Wednesday and Monday have both switched to this new number, okay? Okay. All right. So on that note, yeah, I'm going to unmute everybody.